Welcome to this week's newsletter, The Wisdom We're Missing, What You Know in Your Bones. There are moments in my leadership when my mind hesitates, but my body, well, it's already answered. Not with certainty, not with drama, but in a way I register, even if I don't trust it, just yet. And in conversations with senior leaders over recent months, I've noticed how often these subtle signals show up in their stories too. A tightening, a lift, a heaviness, a quiet clarity. Now, these aren't small or incidental. They're signals from our internal system that helps us navigate the external one. And in the complexity we're navigating, they're often the earliest and most honest data we have. So for me, this raises an important question. What happens when we stop dismissing the wisdom that lives beneath thought and start listening to what we know in our bones? There's a deep logic of the body. Modern leadership, sure, it privileges evidence, data, and frameworks, and they matter, they guide, but they're only one layer of intelligence. Beneath them sits an older system, embodied knowing. The grounded, quietly confident wisdom that comes from lived experience rather than borrowed expertise. Psychologists call this interoception, our ability to sense the internal messages of our body. It's not intuition in a mystical sense. It's a biologically informed system that helps us recognize safety, misalignment, truth, and possibility. It's the part of you that responds even before the story forms. The part that steadies when something is right, even if you don't yet have the language for it. Many leaders tell me they've overridden these signals for years, and when they return to them, it feels less like learning and more like remembering something they'd set aside. Why this matters now? Well, the high-performing leaders I work with describe a familiar experience. They can map the risks, consult the experts, and analyze the options, yet something still feels unresolved. You know this feeling. Being slightly off-center, stretched thin, or not quite yourself. And equally, you know the relief of honoring a signal that you feel, even before you can label or justify it. That something is often the body speaking first. And when we ignore it, we lose access to one of the most reliable instruments we have for navigating uncertainty. Because when complexity rises faster than clarity, bone-deep knowing becomes a critical source of truth. The research supports this. Stronger interoceptive awareness is linked to clearer decision-making under ambiguity, more effective emotional regulation, and higher relational accuracy. The truth is, when we as leaders stay connected to our internal signals, our external leadership improves. Some of this is the quiet confidence of the obvious. One of the patterns I see again and again is this. What comes naturally to you rarely feels valuable because it's so deeply embodied that we barely notice it. And yet these quiet capacities often make the biggest difference. Things like sensing tension before it enters the room, noticing relational shifts that others miss, knowing when to pause, even when the agenda says push on, and recognizing misalignment early, through felt experience rather than kind of data analysis. These kinds of strengths, well, they rarely feel extraordinary from the inside. But what feels ordinary to you may be exactly what stabilizes the system around you. And that's the paradox of bone-deep knowing. It doesn't announce itself. It shows up as something familiar, and because of that familiarity, it's really easy to underestimate. But when the body speaks first, it's powerful. If you think back to a decision you regret. Chances are there was a moment beforehand when your body had already signaled discomfort. And just the same, decisions you're proud of, well, they often carried a sense of rightness, a sense of alignment long before logic caught up. You just knew. And these aren't coincidences. They reflect the natural intelligence of a nervous system shaped by thousands of experiences, thousands of relationships, thousands of contextual cues, far beyond what conscious thought can track. We already know more than we think, and we've known it for a long time. Reconnecting with this guidance, then, isn't about choosing instinct over analysis. It's about allowing them to work together. A simple doorway back is to notice the moment before thought, the breath that shifts, the shoulder that tightens, the rise or drop in energy, and then ask, where in my body does truth live? What have I been overriding? What would change if I trusted what I already know? These small recognitions build what I call a trust trail, a lived history of listening to yourself and seeing the world respond. This is how we ground internally, by coming back into relationship with self. And it creates a different kind of certainty, because when leaders reconnect with what they know in their bones, they often describe to me a quiet, steady confidence, not bravado, not force, but a feeling of standing on solid inner ground. I see this as a return to deep human intelligence, the layered, embodied wisdom shaped by experience, awareness, and context. It may not begin with us, but it becomes ours to lead from and with. And let's face it, in complex environments, this isn't optional. It's essential. It is the essence of leading exceptionally. So if you're ready, reflect. What inner signal have you noticed recently? What did it ask of you? Explore my resource, The Flicker, will help you listen for what has long been present. Maybe begin with what feels significant here. And if you're ready to lead from the grounded intelligence that has always been part of you, let's talk. Until next time.